Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, but we are Kip Branch-less this morning. He is on assignment covering the Westminster Dog Show qualifiers down in Jacksonville.
Well, yeah, you know, I would go there this morning too. You know, I'd be hanging out down there. Last picture I saw him, it looks like he was tailgating already.
Yeah, at the dog show.
Yeah, at the dog show. Right. I mean, it's a big deal.
It is
a big deal.
Yeah.
I saw all kinds of people on St. Simon's going to the same dog show, so it's a real big deal.
Yeah, and some of the dogs are fluffy.
Yeah.
Which is right up Kip's alley. Instead, Brandon Derrick sits in for Kip Branch here on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, appreciate you sitting in.
No problem. Of course, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, in case you don't know, Brandon Derrick is the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. We'll jump into some scores in a minute. Talk about what happened to your Knights last night. Wasn't too good.
But yeah, we just struggled. It was a long bus ride, and we didn't play very good.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy, the expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities, and let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-262-9961. All right, so let's go ahead and run down some of the high school football scores from last night from around the area. This score, we're gonna jump right in with this score because it was pretty interesting. Benedictine beats Beach 50-43. Beach is awful, Benedictine isn't, and they win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I thought you had a typo this morning when you showed that to me. I was like, what?
And negative.
Then, yeah. You know, but Beach has got athletes, I some of the guys at Brunswick saw that earlier in the year when they scrimmaged. So, you know, pretty good turnout for them, and they played hard, it looks like.
Southeast Bullock beats Groves 49-7. Lowndes in the game of the week last night in this area beats Colquitt 28-17. Valdosta blows out Northside. What a tough year for Northside Warner Robins, 48-7. Brunswick High secures a 3-seed beating Bradwell 21-13. Glenn 35-10 winners over Effingham. John Millage beats Frederica 50-0.
Yeah, they're a really good football team, and we made some mistakes and didn't play very good. And when you make mistakes and don't play good against a very good team, they capitalize.
MCA locked up a playoff spot. In case you didn't hear me correctly, McIntosh County Academy locked up a playoff spot last night, beating Portal 46-0. Ware beats New Hampstead, setting up a region championship game next week with Wayne. They beat New Hampstead 34-6. Statesboro beats South Effingham 40-34. Crisp, 35-7 winners over Cook. A region championship game last night between Appling and Pierce. A hard-fought 24-13 win for Pierce. If I'm not mistaken, that's really the first time that Pierce has been tested all season.
Yeah, Pierce is rolling. They got a really good team and playing really well.
Liberty 51-16 winners over Brantley. Jeff Davis goes down to Swainsboro 21-14. Vidalia, who was in the high school football top 10 Jason Bishop power rankings, goes down to Metter 21-3. Irwin 52-0 over Atkinson. Charlton County 1-9 is what they finished. They get blown out by Clinch last night 48-0. Savannah Country Day 49-14 winners over Calvary Day. Savannah Christian beats Claxton 24-19. Valwood 44-29 over Brookwood. Tatnall 28-21 over Long. And the Islands beat Savannah 22-6. Those are your scores from around the area. Pretty good high school football games last night. Lowndes and Colquitt, I think that's where we'll start. In my opinion, Lowndes is the best team in the country. and the fact that Colquitt was able, it was 14-14 at the half. So that tells you how good Colquitt is being able to hang in with Lowndes, 14-14, only a 28-17 game.
Yeah, that might be your preview to the state championship. I know Marietta's probably going to have something to say about that. Marietta's pretty good up there in Atlanta. But when you start looking at Lowndes for a public school to be that good, you know, like you said, could be the best team in the country. And compared to some of these other schools that, you know, can go out and get some kids, Lowndes is a really, really good football team.
Richmond Hill and Wayne County had a game that they had rescheduled. They had a game earlier this year they were going to play, lost it due to the hurricane, rescheduled it for last night, and then just decided they weren't going to play it. So neither one of those teams played last night. Of course, Richmond Hill has won the region in the region they're in, which I believe is 2-6A. I believe that's right. And then Wayne County will be playing for their region championship against Ware on Friday night, and they just decided, we're just not going to play it. I hate they did that.
I think from their standpoint, it came down to not getting anyone injured, you know, on either side going into the playoffs. And then, you know, Wayne's looking at trying to win the region championship. And they've got a very stiff test against Ware, so it's going to be So they had to look at that side of it, too. And one side of me, I see it. The other side, you know, as a competitor, go play. You know,
yeah, and I just feel like, you know, for the kids, you know, especially those seniors, you're taking a game away from them.
Yeah, that's our whole thing too, is try to find a way to let those guys play. And sometimes it comes back to get you, you know, taking a week off, having an open week or something like that. That's kind of unexpected. You spend all week getting ready, and then all of a sudden you decide not to. So, you know, hopefully, well, you know, both of them are going to come out of it healthy. That's the positive. But at the same time, will they be mentally ready to go to the next step?
Glen Academy locks up a 2 seed last night, beating Effingham 35-10. That Region 4 scenario, stay with me. All right? So Stevenson and Tucker will play next week for the region championship. If Stevenson beats Tucker, which right now that's the scenario that looks like the most likely, Stevenson's only lost one game all year, Tucker's 5-3. So if Stevenson beats Tucker, Tucker would then fall from the 2 seed to the 3 seed because they have lost to Morrow already on the season. Morrow would jump from the 3 to the 2. Here's why that's important. Stevenson would be 1, Morrow would be 2, Tucker would be 3. So therefore, Glen Academy locks up the 2 seed last night, and if Stevenson beats Tucker next week, Tucker will be coming to Glen County Stadium to take on the Red Terrors. Brunswick will hit the road to South Atlanta to play Morrow, who would be the 2 seed. Seems a little backwards to me.
It's the beauty of athletics. Everything's a little backwards at times. You feel good about things, and you come out of it scratching your head. And, you know, it's the playoffs, and it's the region championships, how people get there and the seeding and how it plays out. Sometimes you get lucky and you fall in the bracket, and you're like, man, I'm so glad I'm on this side. And then there's other times that you win and you think you put yourself in a good position in your region and you're like, dude, maybe we should have lost and got ourselves on the other side of the bracket. So it's some of those things, you know, you never go out there and try to lose a game to do that, but sometimes you see it and you look at the bracket as a big picture. So it's going to be, you know, for high school football, that's the beauty of it, is the brackets.
Yeah, I just know that after a couple weeks ago with the Brunswick-Glen game and Glen coming out on top, the prevailing thought was, for Glen Academy, we don't have to go on the road to play Stevenson or Tucker.
Right.
Well, Tucker might be coming to you. Yeah. A good chance Tucker's going to be coming to you.
It could happen. But, I mean, again, Stevenson, they've still got to play the game, so we'll see.
Gosh, that would be a conundrum. Well, I guess Tucker would be the 1 and Stevenson would fall to the 2.
Right.
In that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
On the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Of course, Kip Branch lists today. He is down at Georgia, Florida, covering the Georgia, Florida game for Bishop Media. How he got that gig and I didn't is beyond me. Joining us now from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, is Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, no problem. I'm here at work, too, so I didn't get that gig either.
Yeah, we need to talk to our bosses.
Right.
Okay, so kind of shifting gears here. The baseball season's over, and, of course, it ended in about 26 minutes in Game 5 for the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
That's going to be a game, as a Braves fan, that you're always going to remember. And so a lot of folks were saying that Freddie Freeman was playing hurt through that series, and of course he was. He had a bunch of issues with his elbow, more specifically bone spurs. I know that we've had these conversations before, but for the folks that weren't privy to those conversations, tell me what having a burst bone, a spone, bone spur in your elbow is.
Right. A burst bone would be a fracture. That would be bad. But bone spurs don't help. And a bone spur, people get them in their heels, they get them in their elbows, they get them in their shoulders, you get them in your knees. When you get arthritis in your knees and in your hips, that's basically the way in which a bone reacts to inflammation or increased stress. That area around the bone will calcify and almost like make little extra bone. I tell people it's sort of like when you walk into a cave and you see those stalagmites and stalactites, and I can't tell you which one goes up and which one goes down. But anyway, that's sort of an accumulation of calcium, which causes those projections. The same thing's in a joint. It gets inflamed, it gets calcified, it gets increased pressure and produces bigger and bigger spurs. And that's what we have going on with Freddie Freeman.
He struggled in the NLDS, no doubt about it. How much of those struggles would you qualify would come from that injury?
Right. Well, and again, probably quite a bit. Sounds like with, he had his surgery by Dr. Olchek, who's a great surgeon, and it sounds like he had to do a lot of cleaning up in there. So just having not only spurs, but little loose bodies, meaning little pieces of cartilage floating around in there, it's kind of like having a whole bag of rocks in your elbow.
So obviously that would affect his swing. How much would it affect him on defense?
Well, it could definitely affect him on defense because your elbow is one of those kind of your shoulder, your elbow, your wrist, but your elbow is pretty much paramount to getting your glove or getting your arm in the right spot, especially to catch or to throw. And so that could definitely affect his release point and his ability to throw the ball. If he thinks, even if it's subconsciously, if you know you hurt or if the elbow is a little stiff, you're just not getting the right speed on that ball.
Again, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, we are Kip Branchless, is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So now that the surgery's done, what type of time frame is he going to be looking at before he starts taking live swings again?
You know, and they talk about that it shouldn't be a problem for him to get back to spring training, which is true, because, again, this was a cleanup type procedure done through the scope where you just go in and you're just cleaning up those. You're taking off those rough areas of bone and taking off those loose bodies. So you're probably talking 4 to 6 weeks in order to get your range of motion back, probably the same amount of time to get to keep working on getting your strength back. So, you know, I would easily say we're talking November. He should easily be ready by spring training to start taking some swings.
So this isn't going to be an injury that's going to linger into the 2020 season. He's going to be 100% healthy come spring training.
Well, I mean, the mere fact that they're cleaning up his elbow means that there are some degenerative changes. So with a good cleanup, you know, we don't walk on our hands, so he's not, like, stressing it every single day. But once he starts going in through the season and you have 162 games, then you have playoffs, hopefully, then we might see something at the latter end of the season.
So this could, what you're saying, this could end up being a degenerative thing for Freddie Freeman that, you know, when we get into game 130, that this is going to start bothering him year in, year out?
Right, yes. So this could be a question of limiting, you know, actually giving him some limitations on the number of games he plays to see if you can last him through the entire season.
If he's having go ahead, sorry.
No, I mean, because that's what type of injury. This is truly the effects of overuse that are now causing some degenerative issues in his elbow. Now, again, during daily activities, does it affect him? No. But throwing a ball and hitting, and at the caliber he has to play, that's when you're going to see it again.
Gotcha. Well, Dr. Sasser, I appreciate you taking the time. Once again, Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, giving us a part of his Georgia Florida Saturday. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Go Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for Dr. Sasser for doing that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in that piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or just call 912-638-1197. You taking Georgia? We're going to do it later. Don't do it.
You don't want me surprised?
No. All right. Don't. I'm sorry I put you in that position.
No, it's okay.
That's my fault.
I've been trying to find a nickel to flip, so I'm looking. So as soon as I can find one, I'll be okay. I'll get you an answer.
There ain't no nickels around here, brother. You're not going to find any nickels anywhere near here.
All right. Then.
That is the truth. All right. So when we come back, we still have high school football, Jason Bishop, power rankings. But next segment, we're going to do college football pick'em, which will include picking the Georgia-Florida game.
I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The MCA Buccaneers lock up a playoff spot, dismantling Portal 46-0. Glenn locks up the number 2 seed with a 35-10 win over Effingham. Ware sets up a region championship game with Wayne next week with a 34-6 win over New Hampstead. Brunswick locks up a 3 seed, taking down Bradwell 21-13 in a thriller. Pierce wins the region, beating Appling in a tough game 23-14. John Millage issues some revenge on Frederica from last year's championship game, convincingly 50-0.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
So before we get into making our college football pick'em, we got to jump into the week in review.
Here we go. The Kawhi Leonard Terminator commercial is awful. The real L.A. Terminator wears purple and gold. It's okay, Notre Dame. No one really expected you to be in the college football playoff anyway. The best defense in the country?
Oklahoma. Golden State, the end is here. Tiger Woods has 82 more golf tournament wins than Kip Branch. The World Series is now over, and the Cardinals are still hitting in the top of the first against Atlanta. Your next Super Bowl winning quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. Appalachian State can knock off any SEC school they want, but can't beat Georgia Southern. The USC Trojans are proud to announce their new head coach, Urban Meyer. Did you know that there was some kind of game going on in Jacksonville today? Who knew? And these are my thoughts.
That game may overlap with Kip's assignment to cover the Westminster Dog Show pre-trial qualifiers.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a tough job today. So
yes, he does.
You know, he'll probably pull it out, though. He's pretty good at that kind of stuff.
Oh, he's good at pulling a lot of stuff out. That is the truth. You didn't miss any of that. And he's good at pulling stuff out, that's for sure. I can't really get too much more into that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's not here, is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing. When you're playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist you with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. You can always find us online, seapalmscoastalrealty.com. All right, so let's go ahead and get into college football pick 'em. As I've already mentioned, go ahead and write these down. You can take them to the bank. Georgia Southern 24, App State 21, West Virginia 14, Baylor 17.
Thursday night game.
Well, I'm picking those games.
Okay.
I'm picking West Virginia and Georgia Southern.
Okay.
Okay. Seriously. All right. 14, Michigan at Maryland. I'll take the Wolverines.
I got the Wolverines.
NC State at 23, Wake Forest. Wake Forest is the second best team in the ACC.
Yeah.
Holy goodness.
I got Wake.
I'll take Wake, too, over NC State at home. Virginia Tech at 16, Notre Dame. I'll take Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
We'll come back to number 8, Georgia, at number 6, Florida. That's our pick of the week, so we'll come back to it at the end. 22, Kansas State at Kansas. I agree with what you said on the way here. This kind of feels like a trap game, but I do think Kansas State is for real. I'll take Kansas State.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas State, but it'll take them a quarter to get going.
Wofford at number 4, Clemson. Why are we picking this game?
All right, you put it on the sheet.
Okay, Clemson. Number 9 at Washington. Number 9, Utah at Washington. I'm taking Washington to upset Utah at home.
Weather, I'm taking the Utes. They can run the football.
All right. 17, Cincinnati at East Carolina. I'll take Cincy.
I got Cincy.
Ole Miss at 11, Auburn. Auburn's a 20-point favorite in this football game. I'll take Auburn.
I'm taking Auburn.
15, SMU, undefeated SMU, at 24, Memphis. I'm rooting for SMU, but I don't think they're good enough to beat Memphis. I'll take Memphis at home.
Yep, I've got Memphis.
Number 7, Oregon at USC. I think Oregon gets it done against the Trojans.
Yep, go Ducks.
Boise State, number 21, at San Jose State, Boise State.
Boise State.
SEC, University of Texas San Antonio, at Texas A&M, Texas A&M.
Yep, A&M.
Mississippi State at Arkansas, also known as Nap Time, Mississippi State.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to watch, but I'm taking Mississippi State.
UAB at Tennessee, I'll take Tennessee at home. Go ahead and build it up.
It's going to be a close one. UAB's 6-1. Vols are going to win, though. Keep our bowl hopes alive.
Brandon Derrick has told me that UAB is 6-1 for at least 7 times now.
Hey, you know, we lost to Georgia State, so this could be a tough game.
Vandy at South Carolina. I'll take South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Boston College at Syracuse in the ACC.
I'm going with BC.
Me too. Miami at Florida State. Florida State is a 1-point favorite in this football game. I'll take Miami.
Yeah, I'm going with the U.
Pitt at Georgia Tech. I'll take Pitt.
Yep, Pitt.
Virginia at North Carolina. I'll take Virginia.
Ooh, I'm taking North Carolina.
Huh.
I like Mike Brown.
In the AAC, Houston at UCF. I'll take UCF.
Yeah, UCF.
And just to do it for you, because your daughter attends TCU, TCU at Oklahoma State. I hate to do it to you, but I'm taking the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going with the Horned Frogs, Gary Patterson and that defense.
All right. And here we go. The big one. Georgia, Florida, Florida, Georgia. Neither team really looks that good coming into this football game. The winner of this game is going to win the SEC East. The winner of this game is going to have everything in front of them. The winner of this game is going to have a shot at the college football playoff and will have to go through either Alabama or LSU in the SEC championship game to get there. Georgia, Florida. Go ahead.
Oh, I knew you were going to defer to me. I'm going to take the Bulldogs and that big offensive line at the end, beating them up. I think that Jake Fromm will actually come out and surprise some people today. I think he's a good quarterback. And Trask, maybe Kirby Smart's got a few things that can mix it up and give him some different reads. It makes it hard on him during the day.
Jake Fromm's an elite quarterback. Jake Fromm didn't struggle at South Carolina. Jake Fromm kept Georgia in that football game. Georgia's problem is their receivers can't get open.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for Jake Fromm, that South Carolina game wouldn't have been as close as it was. The Kentucky game, oh, Jake Fromm only threw for whatever he threw for. There was a monsoon, folks.
Right.
Jake Fromm is not a bad quarterback. He's not having a bad stretch. He's got receivers that can't get open, and the only way that they can is he's having to throw back shoulder passes to get them the football. What that's allowing defenses to do is to play one-on-one on the outside and stack the box against Georgia's running game. Florida's going to do the same thing. If Georgia waits to wear down the Florida defense so their running game starts to pay dividends in the second half, it will be too late.
Right.
Georgia's going to have to be able to throw the football to win this football game. That's the bottom line. Can Georgia's receivers get open against a very good Florida secondary?
Right. That offensive line's got to help them establish a run so that they get out of that man-to-man.
It sure would help.
And get some, and then they've got to hit them somewhere vertically. If they don't hit them vertically early, it's going to be a long game for Georgia.
The key to the game, like Coach Derek just said, can the offensive line free up and make the Florida defense play fair and square without having the ability to cheat on the running game? If they do, Georgia wins. If they don't, Georgia doesn't win.
Yep, I agree with you. I want to take the Dogs, though, just because I'm surrounded by Georgia fans.
And so my pick, I'm going Georgia 19-14.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Thanks.
I think, you know, it's 24-21.
24 points seems like a lot of points to me in this game with a backup quarterback that doesn't play that has turned the ball over a good bit, and then a Georgia offense that hasn't looked good. 24 seems like a lot of points in this game.
Special teams. Somewhere in there, special teams is going to play a role.
Okay. Special teams benefits Georgia, I think.
Yes, but you got to remember now, Florida, they were the ones that caught Miami on some special team stuff with the punt game and the punting game and punt returns early on in the season. So don't be surprised if Florida doesn't get a return and Georgia get a return. So I'm looking at 14 points right there in the special teams.
If it comes down to a game of field goals, Georgia's got the advantage with Rodrigo easily.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, Georgia fans, and the rest of the country that is down on Jake Fromm, today is going to be a come to Jesus on Jake Fromm where everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, we forgot how good he was.
Yeah.
He's going to have a good football game today.
He will have big-time players show up in big-time games, and he's a big-time player.
That is the truth.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Coach Derek says he's got it figured out who that two-loss team is in the Jason Bishop High School football power rankings. There is a two-loss team that has snuck their way back into the rankings. Everybody else has one loss or less. Before we get into that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, who's not here. He's on assignment covering the Westminster Dog Show qualifiers in Jacksonville. Southern Hardware and by Cunningham Jewelers. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware, locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992. All right.
Go ahead and cue the bed, and we'll get this party rolling.
And now, the much-anticipated weekly Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. We'll recap last week really quickly. Last week, number 10, Pinewood, 9, Jenkins, 8, Clinch, 7, Wayne, 6, Vidalia, 5, Appling, 4, Irwin, 3, Pierce, 2, Savannah Country Day, and number 1 team last week was Lowndes County. And now, number 10, getting back a former number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, now back in the rankings for the first time in some time, 8-2, Valdosta. You got it right.
I got it right.
At number 9, at 6-1, Liberty County. At number 8, 7-1, up 2 spots. By the way, that's the Liberty County fell out, now they're back in. But at number 8, rising 2 spots, the Pinewood Patriots at 7-1.
Yeah, they're playing well.
At number 7, also rising 2 spots, to number 7, Jenkins.
Yeah, they're playing really good.
Uh-huh. Also at 7-1, who did not play last night but did find a way to rise one spot in the rankings, number 6, Wayne County.
Yep, they've got a big game.
At number 5, rising 3 spots. At number 5, 8-1, Clinch County.
Oh, yeah.
The only loss that Clinch County has is to number 4, undefeated 8-0, Irwin County.
Yep.
at number 3 at 9-0. Huge win, beating Appling last night to win the region championship. Pierce County, number 3, 9-0.
Yeah.
And so now, 2-1. These two teams are both pushing for, they're both fighting for, they're tussling for the number one ranking because they both have a bunch of big wins. And so here we go. At number 2, at 9-0, Savannah Country Day.
Okay.
And at number 1, undefeated in the regular season, the Lowndes County Vikings, 10-0.
Yeah.
So to recap, number 10, Valdosta. Number 9, Liberty. Number 8, Pinewood. Number 7, Jenkins. Number 6, Wayne. 5, Clinch. 4, Irwin. 3, Pierce. 2, Savannah Country Day. And the number 1 team, according to the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, the Lowndes County Vikings.
Okay. I'll take the Lowndes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you agree with everything else?
Yeah. I have to be like Kip on some of this. I don't know where you come up with them.
Well, which are the ones that you don't like?
Well, you know, some of the bigger classifications probably beat some of the other classifications. But, you know, it's all.
Well, again.
You've got a system, and I don't want to step into that system. I remember what you used to say when we were getting put in it and taken out of it. It was who we were playing and how good we were against the competition that we had to face every Friday night.
You took the words out of my mouth.
See?
By no stretch of the imagination am I saying Team Y will beat Team Z.
Right.
I'm just saying the Team Y has done better within their schedule of who they play than Team Z has done within their schedule.
Right. So I get it.
I may start doing a college football, Jason Bishop High School football, or college football power rankings.
Well, it gets a little tricky there because they're all pretty much in the same power rankings in that one, or they're all the same classification.
Once again, Lowndes number 1, Savannah Country Day, 3 Pierce, 4 Irwin, 5 Clinch, 6 Wayne, 7 Jenkins, 8 Pinewood, 9 Liberty, and 10 Valdosta. John Millage would be in there, but they're outside of the geographical area.
Yeah, they're really, really good. I'll give Coach Wall this. They've done a great job up there.
You guys went up there last night and found out how good they were, Frederica, that is.
Yes, we did.
Georgia, Florida. We would be remiss if we didn't take ample enough time to talk about this football game. Florida, another key to this game, can Florida get pressure on Jake Fromm when Georgia decides to throw the... How well is Florida's defensive line going to play? Can they stop DeAndre Swift and the Georgia running backs enough to where they can play man-to-man on the outside? And can Georgia's offensive line protect Jake Fromm from Florida's defensive line? Remember now, Florida's defensive line's a little banged up. I believe they're getting a couple of defensive ends back today, but they're not fully healthy.
Right. They've been beat up, for about two or three weeks.
That's
trying
right.
to get healthy, so... If they get some people back, you know, the Grantham does a good job of – he's going to bring people from everywhere. So
yes, he does.
Jake Fromm's got to watch every part of the field. I mean, there might be a cheerleader coming from out there somewhere on the blitz. So it's just the way he does his things. He does a really good job of scheming things up.
And, of course, Georgia fans will remember Todd Grantham as the former Georgia defensive coordinator who was not very well liked in Athens.
Well,
we gave up a lot of points when Grantham was a D.C.,
yeah, and somehow he goes to Florida and he doesn't give up as many points, but I'm sure he hadn't changed his whole scheme, you know, in a sense. But today I just think Georgia's offensive line, if they can come out and assert themselves early on in the game against a team, like you said, against a defensive front that's trying to get healthy,
mm-hmm.
If they can do that and establish a run game, that makes things a lot easier for Jake Fromm on play action.
Another part of this, too, is Georgia's defense. You know, Florida scored 28 points against LSU's defense, but let's be honest, LSU's defense is very good, but it's not as good as Georgia's defense.
No, and that you were talking about the top 10 rankings, that kind of, and then you said something about the college, and that was kind of, it piqued my interest. Who do you really think's the best team in college football right now, the top 5? And
Ohio State.
You think Ohio State's the best one?
I think Ohio State is the best team in the country.
Well, but mainly right now their defense is playing probably like that puts them in that top 5, whereas mm-hmm. I think Alabama and LSU and some of those teams have been outscoring people, you know, by tons. Don't get me wrong. The LSU, that's a complete – they took a – I don't know, Kia, and turn that thing into a Ferrari down there on that offense. I mean, it's crazy. But I think that the Georgia-Florida game, it's going to be a classic SEC
yeah,
defense,
a good game.
Run the ball, we're going to hit you in the face. It's going to be 48 minutes of Rock'em, sock'em football.
How much more can you take? 48 minutes. That's the kind of, how much more can you take?
Yeah. Oh, I'll take that back. I'm talking 48 minutes in high school. That'd be 60 minutes in college football. So it'll be a 60-minute rock'em, sock'em. And then, you know, like you said, there's going to be some hitting going on down there today.
Here's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the SEC East winner beat the SEC West winner. Penn State going defeated beat Ohio State the Big Ten championship game. Thus, SEC East is in, Clemson is in, Penn State is in, and then the committee would have to choose between one loss Alabama, one loss Ohio State, and the Pac-12 winner and whatever Oklahoma does.
Yeah. The loss that Oklahoma had was not good for the Big 12 and their conference.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The MCA Buccaneers lock up a playoff spot, dismantling Portal 46-0. Glenn locks up the number 2 seed with a 35-10 win over Effingham. Ware sets up a region championship game with Wayne next week with a 34-6 win over New Hampstead. Brunswick locks up a 3-seed, taking down Bradwell 21-13 in a thriller. Pierce wins the region, beating Appling in a tough game 23-14. John Millage issues some revenge on Frederica from last year's championship game, convincingly 50-0.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at the SouthernSportsEdition.com. and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Trap, trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my fist. Gotta be real with it.
Coach Brandon Derrick says, write it down, Joe Burrow is going to be the next big young superstar in the NFL once he gets drafted.
Yeah.
He's going to be better than Tua and everybody else.
I mean, he's fit right into that NFL system down there with LSU, and I mean, he's already getting coached up by an NFL guy that's making the change, and I think Burrow has been very, very consistent for them all year. And he was a solid quarterback last year, but now this guy, the new coach down there that's helping with the offense, has really put him out there, and he's shown his strengths. He can throw the ball down the field. He does a lot of good things.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and Pristine Water. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. And that concludes all of our sponsors for the show. We're clear.
We're clear.
Yeah.
All right.
NFL schedule.
Hmm.
Steelers-Browns. Is that the right week? Am I in the right week? No.
Nope. It's the Steelers-Colts this week.
Hold on. I got to go back like 3 weeks. Pause.
I asked you one tough question about the Jets quarterbacks in the 80s, and we've dismissed everything up.
Yeah, you got me all flustered.
See?
49ers-Cardinals. 49ers win. By the way, write that down. 49ers. I'll take 49ers by a field goal over the Cardinals.
28-25? 28-25. Okay. Good job.
Texans, Jaguars, Bears, Eagles, Vikings, Chiefs, Colts, Steelers. The most interesting game of the week is this one. Jets, Dolphins.
Man, flashback to the 80s. That's why I even talked about it during the break with you.
That game's going to be immensely interesting.
Yes.
Entertaining. It will be immensely entertaining.
Yes.
Redskins, Bills, Titans, Panthers, Lions, Raiders, Bucks, Seahawks, Packers, Chargers, Browns, Broncos. Another interesting game. Cowboys, Giants, Patriots, Ravens. The Monday night game, I think, is a lock. That's my lock of the week. Cowboys over the Giants.
Mm. Where are they playing?
New York.
It's going to be cold. Can Dak handle the weather?
Dak's a franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. So was Tony Romo that never bought him a Super Bowl. And I'm sorry, I didn't say that out loud, right? So I'm just thinking back. He's what are they, 4-3?
Yes.
They need the win, but the Giants have some upside to them. They're getting most of their guys back healthy a little bit.
Kip does not ever, he has a segment that he does. He calls it the butt hurt segment, where he kind of pokes fun at folks, different teams, and he never misses an opportunity to have the Dallas Cowboys in his.
Well, being a Steelers fan, I would be the same way, but, we're quarterback-less a little bit right now and beat up. So, I can't really poke fun too much at Dallas, and they played good against the Eagles last time out.
Georgia-Florida. Florida-Georgia. The winner is going to play in the SEC championship game.
Yes. Well, who's left? Who's left on their schedule?
Well, for Florida, they've got almost nobody.
Right.
Florida State, Mizzou, Vandy.
Okay.
That's who's left for Florida after today.
Looks good for Florida.
Yeah. Yes. Georgia's got
Auburn somewhere in there.
Mizzou, Auburn, Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a little bit tougher.
A little bit tougher.
Mm-hmm.
But the landscape, like you said, is it favors Florida in a sense. Because where's the Georgia game? Is it at Auburn this year?
I
don't know either. But if you have to go over to Auburn and play on the road, it's going at that environment's pretty hostile.
Yeah, but in that series, it really doesn't matter home and away, because so many times the away team comes over to Athens, or Georgia goes over to Jordan-Hare and wins.
Right.
That's the one, and I mean that. That is the one rivalry I feel like in the SEC where home field doesn't really mean that much in that particular series. Now, every other one, sure, yeah. But that one, for whatever reason, home or away, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's always – if I'm in the SEC, it's always good to play at home. I mean, gosh.
Fair.
The crowds, the the craziness, the pageantry, the tailgating. I mean, just look at it today with Florida and Georgia today and it being such a big deal to keep it in Jacksonville and everybody, you know, coming out. It's a big deal. I mean, I bet I passed, I don't know, 30 to 40 of those big buses this morning, the charter buses loading people up over there in Lanier Plaza getting ready to go. I mean,
yeah,
that's a lot of people moving down through there. I don't know if everybody knows, that's about 56 people in one of them buses.
You were on your way to Bishop Island.
Yeah, on the way to Bishop Island this morning as I was coming through all the traffic. So, but I think that's the thing with it is playing at home. And I think that's why they kind of wanted the Georgia-Florida to go back playing back and forth was the, they felt like they could get a home field advantage.
Okay. Florida fans, there is an X factor to this game I haven't mentioned. His name's Nolan Smith. He's now worked his way into the starting lineup. He's a part of the rotation consistently among the defensive linemen, and over the last few games, he's began to assert himself as a havoc maker on the defensive line. Of course, Nolan Smith, the number one recruit in the entire country, big time pass rusher, big time potential. He's a freshman.
Yes.
And so he's going to play, and he's going to play a ton of snaps today against Florida. And I don't know if he's so under the radar because he's only started really getting into the rotation the last couple of weeks. Surely the Florida coaching staff is aware of him, but he's going to see a lot more playing time, and he adds a dynamic to the Georgia defensive line that I felt like was really missing the first part of the season, which is that big-time guy that could get after the quarterback.
Right.
You're not going to have a lot of time to stand back there and throw.
He's got a little bit of Javon Kearse.
Yeah.
He's long, lanky, and he explodes off the football coming out of his stance. And having a chance to actually meet him, meet Nolan, he came to actually one of our football games
at
Frederica last year, came down and visited. And so meeting him, he's a great kid. And, boy, he is, like you said, he's a good football player at defensive end. The explosion and the length, his length creates problems. You can be blocking him, and he reach around you and still get a hold of the running back or the quarterback. And you have him, you feel as an offensive tackle, you feel like you've got him blocked and he just kind of reaches around you and sacks the quarterback. That's one of those things that gives him the edge.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it for mowers, to trailers, to case knives. You will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more.
Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online shellhogan.com.